Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, now offering degrees in emergency management. Visit drury.edu/ccps.
I'm Elisa Nelson. President Obama's executive order about immigration policy has been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. It would have stopped those without legal immigration status from being deported. Missouri Republican Congressman Blaine Lutemeyer doesn't expect deporting such individuals to affect the economy in the short term, but he says it could in the long run.
When you get into the immigration question, there are so many other things in this to discuss when you're talking about the effects of it. It really takes a lot of discussion of all the intricate details of it to really get down to where you think it's going to go.
Obama says he's disappointed for the millions of immigrants who helped the economy. A split vote leaves in place a lower court decision, which also blocked Obama's order. A nearly 26-hour protest by U.S. House Democrats about strengthening gun rights has ended. Senator McCaskill says Democrats want to require background checks for those purchasing guns online or at gun shows and prevent suspected terrorists from getting weapons.
We are by far the home of the most mass shootings in the world. I think these two really reasonable steps are supported by the majority of Missourians, and I think that this is not going to go away.
Republicans say Democrats won't compromise and have hurt their chances of debating such legislation. Governor Nixon has signed into law a bill that specifies insurance coverage needed for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. The new law requires both the transportation company and the driver to maintain primary auto insurance, and Nixon says it will protect consumers by increasing insurance requirements. A Western Missouri man is charged with second-degree murder, 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter, and driving while intoxicated for a crash in late May that killed a woman and 3-year-old boy. Christopher Lugood of Chilhowie is accused of driving too fast during a rainstorm when his car left the road and struck a tree. Police and NHTSA are investigating after a body was found this morning in a car outside a Wendy's restaurant. A NBA champ is returning to Missouri. Bill Pollack reports.
It will be a sports hero's welcome for one town in Missouri.
And Mexico, Missouri, we in the house, baby.
Two shout-outs for Mexico. Congratulations.
Tyronn Lue is coming back to his hometown of Mexico, Missouri. The coach of the NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers will be celebrated with a home court shout-out July 2nd. There will be a parade and ceremony at Garfield Park. The event kicks off a weekend of celebrations for Lue, and his annual 4th of July fireworks display will happen on the 3rd. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.